The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Dan Prof program. You know, one of the basic issues that divide Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, is the attitude toward China. And I think Donald Trump opened a lot of people's eyes, including mine, to the reality of the competition and the rivalry that we have going with China and have had going for a number of years. Although it seems now with hindsight, like they knew they had a rivalry with us going on and we didn't, or at least we acted like we didn't. I think a lot of Americans were kind of oblivious to what was really happening there. And so in Donald Trump, we had a president who really stood up against the Chinese Communist Party and on behalf of the American people. And now in Joe Biden, we really have the Manchurian candidate. I mean, there couldn't possibly have been anyone in America that the Chinese Communists would rather see as president than Joe Biden. He's got of appeasement and collaboration when it comes to the Chinese Communist Party. But this was carried to a really extreme and I think revealing degree earlier this week. It was Tuesday evening. He was doing that CNN town hall, which was interesting in a number of ways. But he was asked about China, and he was asked if he was going to be pushing back against the Chinese Communist Party, violating the agreement that they made with respect to Hong Kong and suppressing all freedom in Hong Kong, putting increasing pressure on Taiwan, and most of all, putting a million or more Uyghurs, this is an Islamic minority group in China, a million or more Uyghurs in concentration camps. And just recently, drone footage emerged of a big group of Uyghurs, and blindfolded, as I recall, on their knees, you know, being guarded and waiting for transportation via train, I think was the context to a concentration camp. I mean, amazing stuff. And so Joe Biden is asked, hey, are you going to try to push back on this? And the answer is no. The answer is no. He says, I point out to Chinese President Xi, no American president can be sustained as a president if he doesn't reflect the values of the United States. And so the idea that I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs and Western Mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful, Xi gets it. You know, Xi gets it. And then he says, culturally, there are different norms that each country and their leaders are expected to follow. So in Joe Biden's eyes, suppressing Hong Kong, contrary to the agreement that was made when the British pulled out, trying to destroy Taiwan, bring it back into the Chinese communist orbit, and putting a million Uyghurs in concentration camps, that is just different norms that the Chinese have compared with us Americans. And they are not going to be allowed to disrupt getting back to business as it was before Donald Trump came along. And what that means is trade relations that are tremendously advantageous to the Chinese, not so advantageous to us, and turning a blind eye as the Chinese ramp up their military forces and exert greater and greater pressure on neighbors in Asia. That, I think, is what we can expect from the incoming Biden administration.
This is the Dan Prof Show.